Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Hi, it's so good to be with you today. We're in Psalm 119, starting in verse number 19. We read, I'm a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. Have you ever felt like a stranger? Maybe a little bit out of sorts, or you don't quite fit in? Maybe in a school, when you first started school, I remember moving from elementary to junior high. A lot of times when I was in high school, my parents moved a lot. And every time I would go into a school, I felt like an oddball out. I was the last person, you know, picked in line for sports as I would go into the new school or whatever. You always felt like you're out of place. Maybe at times you have a story where you felt like a stranger, an outsider. In this case, the psalmist saying, I am a stranger in the earth or on the earth here. Paul writes about this in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 20, where he says, for our conversation, or in other translations, we reads, for our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, or else our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was really saying, he says, our citizenship, the place that where I truly belong, is in heaven. And I'm looking forward to for that day when our great God and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, comes back from us. Even as the psalmist is saying, I'm a stranger in the earth, Paul is saying, I'm a citizen of heaven. You know, a lot of times I kind of joke around, and when I pull my wallet out, I see my license, and in my case, I live in California, so my license says I belong to the state of California. But in reality, I should have a true license in my wallet that says I'm a citizen of heaven. You know, you as a believer, if you're listening to us, or any other Christian that you can come contact with, if you meet even this day or this week, remind them, say, hey, do you know that you're a citizen of heaven? And I think that really has the right attitude for us, that we should be taken on the fact that we are citizens of heaven and we're strangers in this world, because we just don't fit in with the morals of this world, the philosophies of this world, and certainly the things that they try to twist about the scriptures and how they want to, you know, keep us from believing that Jesus Christ is our Messiah. You know, that the beauty is that when you are a child of God and you know that you're a citizen of heaven, you start living and desiring to conduct your way as being a citizen of heaven. And that's why he prayed and asked God. He says, don't hide your commandments from me. Otherwise, I need instructions. I need instructions on how to live in this world. I need instructions how I could live the right way that's pleasing to the Father, Jesus. As he was speaking there in John chapter 18, of course, this is towards the end of his life and his response for those that were questioning him. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. He says, this world that we see around us isn't the way God intended it to be. This isn't God's kingdom. The psalmist says, I'm a stranger in this world. I hope that you feel like a stranger, that you're not fitting into this world. As Jesus said, this world is not my kingdom. Then whose world is it? Remember, back in the book of Genesis, where we like to refer to there as the fall of man. And really what happened there is that when man did sin, Adam did sin, he forfeited the right of this world, because God gave it to man for them to tend and to walk in the fellowship with the Father in that beautiful picture that we have there in Genesis of man in fellowship with God. But man forfeited that right, and those rights were turned over to Satan. And he became, for lack of better words, he became the ruler, the governor of this world that we live in. And so the problems that we see, the corruptions that we see in this world that we live in, is not the way God intended it to be. Rather, this is the result of a kingdom that's being ruled by darkness, a kingdom who doesn't know the light of God, who isn't walking underneath the rulership and the governing of God, but rather it's a world that's being ruled by Satan. And so I hope and pray that you too feel uncomfortable in this world. We should. And Jesus later on in John chapter 17, verse 15, he says, I pray not that thou should take them out of this world, but thou should keep them from evil. So Jesus was praying for us. He says, yes, you are a stranger in this world. He says, but I don't want them to come out of this world. You would think like, Lord, please, even as John prayed, Lord, come back quickly. Get us out of this world. Well, what's the purpose that Jesus keeping us, staying us in this world? I think it's, first of all, two things, is that he wants us to know the depth of his love and the fellowship that we can have in the most troubling situation. As I look at Paul, how he so often was beaten and he was left for dead and he was stoned so many times and so many stripes were laid upon him, but he counted this present suffering as nothing. As he looked forward to those days that when Jesus Christ was going to be reigning upon this earth, and he longed for that time, as he said so beautifully, he says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Then secondly, why I believe the Lord prayed that God would leave us in here, that he sent us, remember, he didn't leave us here to be orphans, to try to do this underneath our own strength, to live for God and to be a stranger in this world. And it's certainly that stranger is this idea of that psalmist was feeling like he was alone. But rather he said, I'm going to send a comforter. I'm going to send in the Holy Spirit, the Paracletus, what the word is in Greek, meaning I'm going to send somebody to help you to live for God, help us to be the witness of who God is to this dark and dying world. See, God loves each and every person in this world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so God wants to use us to be that light, to be that witness in this world. So even as the psalmist cried out, he says, Lord, I'm a stranger in this earth. I think all of us can echo and say, amen, we are stranger. And as he asks, he says, Lord, please don't hide your commandments. Don't hide your instructions from me. And you know something? God will not. He wants to reveal his will to us day in, day out. He wants to lead us and guide us and to bless us as we go forth even this day. And so, Lord, we just pray as we seek you, as we seek to follow after you and to know your will for our lives this day. Help us. And I know there are those who are feeling lonely, those who are feeling like strangers. And Lord, I just pray that they would realize that their citizenship is in heaven and they would seek ye first the kingdom of God. And as doing that, they'll discover your peace and your joy even in their life this day. And so we love you and we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.